Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Tes Omid Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're going to be finishing up today Simin Tov Reish, and Im Yirtzeh Hashem starting and finishing Tov Reish Aleph. So we begin at the very top line, Siv Beis. Mechaber writes, B'Kiddush Leil Sheni, on the second night of Rosh Hashanah when you're making Kiddush. So the Ramah inserts over here as well, Yilbash Beged Chodosh, you should wear a new piece of clothing that you would make a Shechion on. He brings down the name Hagos Maimonios. Or alternatively, now we continue with the Mechaber. This is what the Mechaber had said, that instead of wearing a new garment, you could think of Maniach Pri Chodosh, put a new fruit on the table, Vom Shechianu, and make a Shechianu on the new fruit, which will also go on the question of should you or should you not make a Shechianu on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, you get around a controversial area, whether you should or should not make the bracha of Shechianu and potentially not make the bracha when you're supposed to or make a bracha of Batala when you don't have to, by having the new fruit or the new garment, you're getting around that issue. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Beis, Lahotzi Navsha Min Plukta, to get rid of the potential machlokas that I just alluded to. Mishum Shiyesh Omrim, because there are those that say Sheinom Shechianu. There are those that say on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, it's Yom Arichta, and therefore it doesn't require its separate Shechianu. You already said Shechianu on this long day yesterday. The Tevai Yom Kiddush Achasi, Vari Kvar Berach Shechianu Yom Rishon. And according to the other opinion, you are supposed to make a Shechianu, so in this way, Mimon of Shach, you're okay. Now, the issue footnote number 2 has a very long arichas over here in terms of how come the Shechianu that you're making isn't considered a hefsek? If you're not supposed to be making a Shechianu, so then even though you're doing it without a brachal of atala because you're making on a new fruit or a new garment, but it shouldn't be a hefsek. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, even if you're not supposed to, nevertheless, the idea of a hefsek is something that is an unnecessary talking because of Hesach Hadas. And here, the Shechianu is not going to take your mind off Rosh Hashanah. The whole purpose of over here is maybe I'm supposed to do this. And this psak is likewise brought down by the Shelos Hatshuvos Pri HaSodeh. However, the Goyin Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, Zatzal, brings down that he's not sure that this is correct. He writes, Shinir Shenechluku B'zeh Mogin Avraham Rebbe Kiv Eger. It seems to be machlokis that the Sharet Zion brings down between Rebbe Kiv Eger and the Mogin Avraham. But he himself says in the Hari Kodesh that he thinks that the answer is, She Hamafsik B'dibur Ben HaBracha L'Shasiyah. If you make an interruption between making a bracha and drinking, Af Imlo Hesich Daito, even if you're thinking of what you're doing and about to make this bracha and make to get a drink, and then you somehow talk, then it's a hefsik. So what does the bracha go on? You interrupt it in between. And therefore, he doesn't think that this is correct. He then brings down, but he says here, in this situation, maybe it's not because it really is like part of the Kiddush, so it's not really a hefsek. In any event, he brings down as well from the Shelos Tshuvos Avni Nezer, Sharak Amir Shul Rishus Gemura, he hefsek. Only a real, totally unnecessary statement is considered a hefsek. But some type of a talking that's based upon a minhag to do so, that's not a hefsek. Based upon this, so those that have the custom to say Shechianu on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, ain ze hefsek. It's not a problem. He then brings up from the Bir Halacha, gives a different answer. Sheino hefsek, why? Because we pass it over here, like the Shulchan Aruch, that says you're supposed to make a Shechianu, as I didn't get a chance to read, but the next statement will be that if in fact you ain't matzui, I'll read it now, then ain't matzui, if you don't have a new garment, beg a chadosh or pre chadosh, so then, im koze yomar shechyanu, the halach is you make a shechyanu, so therefore it's not considered hefsek because that's a psak halach. He brings down for the Mate Ephraim that your kavana during this should be, it should be the shechyanu chal on Rosh Hashanah as well as the pre chadosh. And he brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, if you mistakenly just had it on the pre chadosh, b'dyevet, it's still not a hefsek because your thinking is incorrect, but your thinking is based upon you think that you're supposed to make a Shechianu on a new fruit as part of the Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, even though that's wrong, there's no din of making it on a new fruit. The din is so shouldn't have a suffix of a Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah. Not. Therefore, it's not considered Hesach Hadas. When do you eat the new fruit? So he brings down different opinions. Some say that you eat the new fruit right after you make Kiddush, so there shouldn't be any interruption of Hamotzi and the Tehillas Yadayim in between the eating of the new fruit and the Shechianu, and others say no, that the Motzi and the Netilas Yadayim is not considered a Hefsek. Ayin Sham. What happens if somebody mistakenly takes a new fruit on the first night of Rosh Hashanah? So Lechatchila, and Lichlos Bircha Shechianu in the Kiddush with this new fruit. The second night you can do this, but the first night, You're making Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah. That's clear. So don't also make it on a new fruit. Make a separate Shechianu on the new fruit, and in this way, you're not getting into any questions or trouble. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sukkot and Gimel. He says, the Ramah here said that you can make it Shechianu on a Beged Chodesh, but he says, after B'simen Reish Chav Gimel, Sivdalet Posak Dibishas HaKinyin Yesh Levarach, says when you buy the new garment, not when you wear it, but when you buy the new garment, that's when you should make the Shechianu. So how come here he seems to say when you wear the new garment, Yilbash? So he says there, Hosam Ayrik Shekona Mabush Muchan. There he's talking about that you brought a fully finished garment. Or as a Simcha Kishikino, the Simcha is when you go and purchase it, not when you wear it. But here, Myri Shekona Chatichas Beged. Here he bought the material, the bolt of the material, the Nosan Liuman Lasakno, and he gave it to the tailor to go and make it. And now, the Oz HaSimcha Kishimishtamish, but when he first wears it, that's the Simcha. That's why there's a difference in when you make the Shechianu. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Dali explains, Bibedino She'ena Novim Mitsuyim Umeviim Makomos Acherim Ya'apia Rov Him Boser. He says, in regards to the new fruit, if you're making it on grapes, when they technically bring them from places where it's not really something that you make a Bar Priya Eitz on, it's still in an immature state. Boser. Ein Lekach Osam She'esh Bem Sofik Brocha. You shouldn't use these for Shechianu. She'ena Yudem Higil a full Halavim. They don't know if they reached the state of maturity that would make a Bar Priya Eitz and that you'd make a Shechianu on it. The Ozma Brocha Malayim Bar Priya Adama. Until you reach that stage of maturity, if they're not mature, then you only make a Bar Pi Adama and not a Shechianu as well. If they're very sour, likewise, he says, there's a problem of not eating things that are very sour, very bitter on Rosh Hashanah. And the issue footnote number 5 tells us that the reason behind this minhag is it should be a simen tov. A sweet year, and if you have something that's sour or bitter, that's not a sweet year simen. Furthermore, he says, "V'gam mashalo nigmar pirio eino simen tov." The fact that it's an immature food, it hasn't been fully ripened, he brings out for the Mati Ephraim, is also a bad simen. Ubamaisirav, he brings out for the Vilna Gaon, because of the Ein Lechola Novim Rosh Hashanah, that the minhag is not to even have grapes on Rosh Hashanah, and the reasoning is, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Vatam al pisod." It's based upon hidden Kabbalistic reasons, which Deir Shu footnote number 6 suggests from the Imri Shmuel, is She'etz Hadas Ye'etz Gefen. There are 4 different opinions as to what the Eitz Hadas was. One opinion says it's a wheat tree, which is unusual in and of itself, then it was a fig tree, then another says it was an estrog tree, and the final opinion was that it was a vine, it was a grape tree. But Adam Rishon Nivra B'Rosh Hashanah, since Adam Rishon was created on Rosh Hashanah, V'Acha B'Yosayom Eitz Hadas, and that was also the day that he ate from the Eitz Hadas, so to be Misakin Nisrait, we don't have grapes specifically. The Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, Yeshlo Tirosh Chodesh, if you have new wine, so it's preferable, Yekadish L'Yayin Yoshim, which is a better quality wine. However, Du Mitzvah N'Muvchar, however, Kishagil Shechianu, when you get to the part of the Shechianu, then Yitola Tirosh Biyado, take the Tirosh in your hand, or Yitain Eno Bo, or look at it, and this way, the Shechianu will go on the new wine. Tishufu number 7 tells us the definition of old wine versus new wine is wine that's more than 40 days old, in those days was considered Yayin Yoshim. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Od kasu du adin isha bebirchas hadlaka biyom sheni tilbash beged chodosh otaniach pri chodosh." When a woman lights candles on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, she should either wear a new garment herself or put the new fruit on the table. Biyos tu chalavaro shechianu, and then she can make shechianu again with this idea that you shouldn't have a bracha levatola potentially by saying a shechianu when it's not supposed to be said. And therefore, if she's not supposed to say it on the hadlakas neros, so then she's yotzei by saying it for the pre-chodosh or the beged chodosh. The issue footnote number 8 and 9 have a huge discussion about this. The issue footnote number 8 tells us that how could she go make the shechianu? She's not eating the fruit right now. So the Mati Ephraim, we had this in yesterday's shir as well at the end of footnote number 2. So he brings down that even though she's not eating it right now, she should have the candle lighting near the time of the Kiddush, even though on the other Yom Tovim you don't necessarily do this. So therefore, light later on. Since it's Yom Tov, you're allowed to light. Only problem, of course, would be if it's Shabbos, then you have to light before Shabbos, if it's Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos. However, it brings down the Elif Lamate, the fact that you're making Kiddush, that's not a Hefsik, because you're not allowed to eat the fruit before Kiddush. So therefore, it's an essential allowance to go and eat the new fruit, therefore it's not a hefsek. On the other hand, the Elif Lamati brings down the Elif Rabba, Mash Vishenot Tzrich L'Hakbid L'Smochas Hadlok L'Kiddush. You don't have to do the two together, and he brings down various reasons for this in the Kaf HaChayim. Yishuv number 9 brings down that on the other Yomim Tovim, not Rosh Hashanah, we have a 2-day Yontif in Chutz La'aretz. He says it's preferable for the women to make the Shechianu by listening to Kiddush and not making it on their own. This is a whole huge discussion in this footnote, which is a problem that we've discussed in the past. I am the rest of this footnotes for that discussion. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah of Karnhei, which we said the Mechaber if you don't have the new fruit or the new garment, say you make a shechianu anyway. And the Mishnah Berurah says, the af the kedusha achasi, it's one kedushas. How come? So he says, mikom mokum shnei yomim. It's two separate days. Bottom line, yesh tom likach af bishar yomim tov pichodesh. Other people make the mistake and do this on a regular yontif, not Rosh Hashanah v'tosu. That is a mistake, unnecessary. Siv Gimel, the Mechaber writes, im chol yom rishon b'shabbos. If the first day of Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, so then we definitely don't blow shofar. So then the shechianu that you make on the shofar, om shechianu b'shofar b'yom sheni, that's certainly done and it's not a problem at all. The Ramos adds, however, yesh om l'armu afilim chol yom rishon b'chol. So from the Mechaber, it seems to imply that if the first day is not Shabbos, then you don't make a shechianu on the second day with the shofar. And the Ramos tells us, no, our minig is to make it both days. V'chein haminog b'din oselu. That's how we paskin. He brings us down name of the goes my monios. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Vav tells us, "Rotz Lomar Shos Ein Tokit." When you don't blow on the first day Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, Mimela Yuchal Lomar Zman Biyom Sheni Lukuliyama. Then everybody says, "Of course, you make a shechion on the shofar the second day. That's the only day you're blowing shofar." Dalo Amu Zman Al Mitzazu Vikeis Milsucharita. Because you haven't yet said a shechionu. That's called Zman. You haven't said shechionu on this mitzvah yet, so certainly it's not a problem to say it on the second day in that scenario. Sif Katan Zayin. The Mishnah says, Hainu afilu below beged chodesh u pri chodesh, that we make a shechianu, Ramah tells us on the second day, even if you're not wearing a new garment or if you don't have a new fruit. Yishum deha hayom ain yotzim b'tkiyah shalesu, because you have to blow shofar today and you can't be yotzi with yesterday's shofar. Velo amrina yom arichtu, and in this situation we don't say it's one long 48-hour day. V'uadinami bebir chasatkiyah, and the same thing, we make a separate bracha on the tkiyah. We don't say, well, we already made it. But he says, however, if you want to be doing things perfectly, optimally, tov shiyul bashatukea begin chodesh b'shofar. He brings out from Morgan of Rum and other Achronim, try to have the person blowing shofar wear a new garment. Then he says, I in the Beis Yosef, the Mekomo in the Beis Yosef shtot in his area, nagu shalolavaro shechianu b'shofar b'yom sheni. They did not make a shechianu on the second day. Again, that's what the Mechaber seemed to say over here. However, ochein anu noagim k'ramot, but we Ashkenazim pasuk like the Ramot. And he brings down further, kol sheshoch liyir acheres lohavi lem shofar. If the people in a town send to another town to get a shofar, and the shliach couldn't come back, it's far away, and he only gets back on the afternoon, late afternoon of the second day of Rosh Hashanah, and that year Rosh Hashanah hayu b'yom hei b'yom vav, so it's Erev Shabbos now, they happen to daven early, they didn't think they'd get the shofar, so they davened already before the shkiyah, it's not yet night. So we have the same halacha with Svira Somer, which is, again, if you didn't count Svira Somer, you only remember, but you already accepted by yourself Kabbalah Shabbos, so you still can count Svira. So the same thing over here. Im ein shom baki lit koach shelo kibel of Shabbos adayin. If there's nobody there that can blow shofar that hasn't yet accepted Shabbos, so then, ozi taka misha kibel Shabbos, because technically it's only Tosefes Shabbos, and it's not really yet Shabbos. And therefore, you can still blow shofar, but he does suggest you do it below bracha. And he also suggests, lo yitaka, rak tashrat, tashat, tarat, velo yoser. Should only blow the minimum amount of kolos, which Dershu foot number 13 brings down, is really the full series of 30 kolos over here. A series of tashrat, a series of tashat, and a series of tarat. So three times for each one, this is the psak of the Kafa Chaim. But the Mishnah Berurah says, this is only v'davke im oda yom gadol, if it's still time left in the day before the shkia. Avam kvar hu ben hashmoshos, but it's after the shkia, during the ben hashmoshos, twilight period of time, en lit kol klot. Then he says, you're not allowed to blow, because certainly it's only the second day of yontif that we're dealing with here, the yom hasheni enu chiv lit kol el mi d'rabbanan. And the whole din of blowing on the second day of Rosh Hashanah is only d'rabbanan. And therefore, if it's during the ben hashmoshos, so then maybe it's already night time, and it's only a sofik d'rabbanan. And if it's a sofik d'rabbanan, we go l'kula and don't blow. However, avam b'yom rishon, if it's a Friday Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, which can't occur in our day, but if it was theoretically Yom Rishon, the Chivu and the Raisa, Chayv was called Bali Bracha. But you would go blow then, but you wouldn't do it with a Bracha. Olinin Amir Eliakim in asking a guy to bring you the shofar, Ach Bevena Shmashos, the Yom Rishon Mutter. Then you can even do that during the Bevena Shmashos of the first day. This concludes Simon Tof Reish. Now we start Tof Reish Aleph. The Mechaber writes, B'yom Sheni, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, so the Ramah says, Mispalun Kamo B'yom Rishon, the regular davening is identical on the first and second days of Rosh Hashanah. This brought down Nimin Atur. And the Mechaber continues, on the second day, we read from the Laini, V'korim Me'vel Okim Nisos Abraham Adsof Sidra. You read at the end of Vayera, from where we left off on the first day, Hashem Pokad Sarah. So you finish reading from there, you read through the Akedah until the end of Parshas Vayera. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Aleph, Kidei Lahaskir is Chus Akedah Yitzchak, because we want to mention the Akedah Yitzchak. The importance of that in protecting us to this day is unbelievable. As we previously said, that's one of the reasons why we specifically blow a ram's horn for the shofar to remind Kaviyoch HaLakodesh Baruch Hu of the Akedah Yitzchak. Now, how many aliyas? Bekorin, Bazeh, Hey, Gabri. We call up five people. The minhag is not to go and add on additional aliyas, except that there's a mistake, as we'll see in a moment. Mishabur continues and says, Vim Shochach, if you made a mistake, Vakorah Parshas, Vashem Pokades Sarah, if you by accident read the first day of Rosh Hashanah's laning on the second day, and you already called up Hamisha Kruyim, so then Yikra Odechot, so call up a sixth one, even though, as we bring down in Dishah foot number two, we normally don't do that on Yom Tov and on Rosh Hashanah, we don't call up the Hosafos, but when there's a need to, you're allowed to. What does this person read? Vikar Mitchilas Parshas Okedat Sofa. He reads the entire thing as that sixth Aliyah. And he says, even if you said Kaddish, Vavilo Omer Kaddish, Yasekein, still do this. Yom HaKadosh Shenis, and then read Sefer Kaddish the second time. If you've already put the first Sefer Torah away, Vim Karin Estalik Sefer Zeh, and you have the second Sefer Torah out there for the Maftir, Yechol Lekros B'Sefer Sheni L'Maftir, Parshas Akedah. So take that second Sefer Torah for the Maftir, roll it all the way back to the Akedah, say the Akedah, and then V'Yiglo V'Yikro Gam Kein Chovasiyom, then read the Maftir. And that's what the Mechaber now, back to the Mechaber, he says that you read from the Parsha of Ayera until the end, U'Maftir Korikim Esel. The Maftir is the exact same Maftir on the first and second day of Rosh Hashanah. And then you have the Haftorah, U'maftir b'yirmiya, you read the Haftorah, it's different on the first and second days, you read, Kol Hashem, Motzuchem b'midbar, Ad Habein Yakir Li Ephraim. We specifically have this Haftorah, Mishabur explains in Sivkot and Beis, M'nei Shechovas Hayom L'haskir Zichronos, because we want to specifically mention Zichronos on this day of Malchiyos, Zichronos, and Shofros, Oksiv b'hikra, and says in this Haftorah, Zohar Eskirenu. That's why we read Habein Yakir Li Ephraim. Mechaber continues and says, "Of the Motzi Rosh Hashanah Abdilin K'mo Motzi Shabbos. When Rosh Hashanah is over, you say the same Abdullah that you do on Motzi Shabbos, with the exception, of course, Elishein Mavarchim Al Besamim B'Alo Eish. We don't make Besamim, we don't make Eish. Besamim is only going from Shabbos to a weekday when you're in Shomer Yisrael leaves you, and you need to resuscitate yourself, so to say, with Besamim. And the Eish is specifically again on Motzi Shabbos when Hakadosh Baruch Hu taught Adam Rishon to create fire." I'm a little bit surprised, I say this on my own, that the Mechaber says over here, Motzi Rosh Hashanah Mavilin Kamo B'Motzi Shabbos. I'm not sure why he said it's not like Motzi Shabbos, because there are two exceptions. We don't have B'Samim, we don't have Eish. Why didn't he say B'Motzi Rosh Hashanah Mavilin Kamo B'Motzi Yantif? So I don't know why. That would have been exactly the same. I don't know why he said that. Tzorich Ian. Then we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Ap Yeretz Yisrael Osim Rosh Hashanah Shnei Yom. In Eretz Yisrael, we make 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, even though they, of course, never make 2 days for the other Shlosh Regalim, for the Yom Tov Sheni Shogolius. They don't have that in Eretz Yisrael, but for Rosh Hashanah, they do. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Gimel, Lefi Shafilu Bizman HaMikdosh, because even during the time of the Beis HaMikdosh, Era Kama Pamim Shutzrich Lasu Shnei Yom, they sometimes have to make 2 days, because if the witnesses came late in the afternoon, that would mess up the Shira. And they didn't want to do this, so they wouldn't accept the witnesses if they came late in the day, but they didn't want to then say the day is now whole after they use that day basically as a day of no malacha. So therefore they kept that day, even though they knew it was chol, as Rosh Hashanah, and then the next day was Rosh Hashanah. So therefore there always were 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, potentially even in places that were right near Yerushalayim, and there was no Sveika de Yoma. So therefore we do the same thing today and have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah no matter what. Ukomoshim Bor Beis Yosef, as the Beis Yosef explains, V'lochein Gam Hayom Achiyah Beretz Yisrael. Therefore, nowadays as well, in Eretz Yisrael, they always have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Lasos Shnei Yomim, V'nechshavim K'yom HaRichta. And this is viewed as a long day, a 48-hour single day. Again, the issue foot number 3 explains, as I just did, Sheskinu Beisdin, Shembo Edim and Amincha L'Mala, if the witnesses came in the afternoon when they were still accepting, in the time when they were accepting witnesses to declare Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah. So then, if the Edim came too late in the day, it would mess up the Shir, they wouldn't accept him. Ein Mekalel Osam. Ela Makdish is a Chodesh L'Machos. They would say tomorrow is going to be Rosh Chodesh, Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah. However, Mikol Mokom Yonogim Gamas Yom Rishon Kodesh, but they kept the first day as Kodesh, Kidei Shelo Yizazlobo, because next year people say, nah, it's not going to really be Rosh Hashanah. They'll change it in the afternoon, and we wasted all this time not doing Melacha. And therefore, the rabbi said, we're going to always have 2 days in that situation. Tishvah number 4 brings down, Shayom, nowadays, we, of course, have a calendar. We don't have witnesses. Nevertheless, we follow what was previously done, and we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. And this is very, very important, and this is the halacha.